This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, we're going to postpone James Wood appreciation segment to 1:30. Don't worry, it's not going anywhere. Because we were able, it took a while. We had to talk to a bunch of people. A lot of hoops. We'll try.
We had to jump through some hoops.
Line up a sponsorship, but we got the Rooster. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Chris has just told me something else.
Yeah. You see, you know why I called you Gavin, right? You're drinking a Diet Coke with the name Gavin on it.
Yep. There you go.
Hi, B. How are you?
Can I tell you something? He's never gotten his own name.
I mean this from the heart.
Yeah.
Unintentional comedy, your wheelhouse. Intentional comedy. Not exactly. Okay, that's fair.
I mean, listen, I am what I am. I'm a little bit of a freakazoid.
You're a freak.
Well, freakazoid. There's a difference between a freak and a freakazoid. A freakazoid is kind of weirdish, right? I'm kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
For sure.
I mean,
and a freak is kind of weird.
I appreciate.
Guard, tackle, center, linebacker.
Well, in the press box, I'm like the guard, right? I mean, I'm the big. It's Mitch. Grant.
We should talk to PR because the fact that they put. Snyder, Grant, and Rich.
I forgot about that.
And then Hoffman,
skinny mini Hoffman,
you know, low body mass, whatever. Hoffman in the middle of him just gets crushed.
I think we should send Snyder and Mitch and Grant down to you guys, where all the skinny people
are. We're good down there, man.
That's what I think we should do. By the way, I just want to thank you guys. I tried to do it on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw, but I want to thank you guys for being awesome to me, kind to me. Even if you're ripping me or making fun of me, you guys are the best PR I've got. You're the only PR I've got. Nobody else cares about me or my radio show. So I appreciate you guys.
All publicity is good.
I don't have any money to pay you, B. That's the problem.
We have more to offer. We have more to offer.
Okay. Let's do it.
A bus to Edmonton is far.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be reasonable.
It's 81 hours.
I don't. There's no direct bus lines from D.C. to Edmonton.
What if you take like a yellow school bus? Is that longer or is that about the same?
That's going to be about 162 miles. Hours.
Hours, yeah.
What? Double. Now, you're a hockey guy.
Yeah, I am.
Best sport in the world.
I mean, it was a great game last night. Unbelievable.
I've been on the Edmonton train for a while. I'm a McDavid believer.
Connor McDavid is amazing.
The way you talk about him is a little much.
I do have a little bit of a man crush on him.
Whoa, why are you getting all sultry, Bruce?
I just want to spice it up a little bit on a Friday.
We got an hour. I'm gonna let y'all have this one.
I hear you guys doing an extra segment of Ask B. Mitch Anything. I know what the deal is. You're trying to avoid talking about boring, same old sports. I'm trying to do the same thing. Yesterday, for an hour and a half, I made fun of my producer. Last Friday, I talked about Chicago dogs, hot dogs, for an hour and 20 minutes. I am trying. We're all just trying to move the needle until we get to camp.
How do you talk about hot dogs for an hour and 20 minutes?
B, I'm a food connoisseur, in case you're not aware. And a Chicago dog is absolutely freaking disgusting. It's gross. It's revolting. It's literally it's a hot dog right through a garden. And anybody that, and I love, I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My daughter was born there. I love Chicago, deep dish pizza, all of that Chicago
the beef,
the Portillo's, all of that stuff. The Chicago hot dog is the worst creation known to mankind. It's awful. Outside of caviar, maybe, which I've never had, but I've looked at and I know what it is.
Eat it with a lot of crab meat, so
you
don't really taste it.
Have you been in a situation that serves caviar?
I don't go to as many black tie events because I'm an idiot, JP or Gavin. But occasionally, I have found myself.
You were boots on the ground. I meant to try to book you for this, but your agent wouldn't get back to me.
Oh, yes, my
agent.
You
went to the tour.
I don't have money to pay an agent.
You went to the tour of the new Monumental.
How was it? It was great. I mean, for those of us that were there for the final Caps
game. Tell everybody what it was.
Okay, so basically they're doing a three-summer renovation and essentially turning it into a new building. For those of us that you were there for a bunch of playoff games,
you
didn't cover any as a media, but I know you were there as a fan.
Baby.
But the event floor where the Etihad Lounge used to be, the VIP Lounge, and the Caesars Lounge, like if you had the good tickets, right, and all the good food, all of that is completely gone, completely demolished. It literally is down to the studs. That's on the event floor. You walk out to the rink or where the ice rink would be. It's completely covered. They've taken all the nets, the Zambonis, the hoops, everything out because they needed the room to do a construction zone. What they're doing is building a new elevator, new suites for this September or late September when they return. And over the course of the next 3 years, they're changing the complete outside of the building, basically gutting as much of the inside core of the building. They're widening concourses up on the third and fourth level.
I think it'll be dope.
There are more bathrooms.
Those renovations are awesome.
What I saw on y'all's show, it looks good.
Yeah, it's like 11 elevators compared to it's going to be 23 elevators. There's going to be 35%, I think they said, more bathrooms, more high-end eats. I mean, they had a Pat LaFrieda Tomahawk steak that was just dangling there that I didn't get to have.
They had what?
So there was a Tomahawk steak that
Pat
Rooster
LaFrieda
posted a picture of that he made a point of saying he didn't get to have it.
Right. I just wanted everybody to feel bad for me, and nobody felt bad for me.
But you always want everyone to feel bad.
So my question is, are you looking at, why couldn't you have that?
Yeah, why couldn't you have it?
Because I had to come back here and do the show because my agent double booked me.
Hold on.
I mean, so he couldn't book me for your show, but he double booked me to do the Monumental Tour
and
my show. Huh?
Who's your agent?
Drab.
I can't tell you these things.
Hold on. Let me ask a question.
He'll be in touch. Okay. I mean, now that you're coaching, he's got to pick your brain. You know, he's got to make sure that we understand the proper technique and all.
They served the steak to the people that got the tour, right?
I assume so. I did not see that part.
And you just had to leave before you were able to get it.
I had to leave at 12:15. The tour ran so long. My guy Jim Van Stone did a great job. Chris Brown from Monumental and all the crew. They did a tremendous job showing us everything. All the models, all the makeup suites.
You're partying with models?
Not those models. That's Stefan Diggs. those models.
Have you ever tried pink cocaine roost?
Not recently. I've tried pink pickled onions, not pink cocaine.
Okay. I'm glad we clarified
that. I'm down with the kids, man.
hear all the drops landing.
No, I can't.
I hear them all.
I'm sorry.
Say you're a sausage guy.
I just wanted to say thank you to both of you guys. Seriously. On a serious note, I appreciate
it. We don't be like ribbing on you. We like you.
Dog. No. I do. Listen.
Only time I say something not pleasing is when I think you just to just act like you're crazy. Just
when I'm an idiot.
Crazy.
When I'm a crazy idiot. Well, no. I'm an idiot.
When you get mad at people for trying to make money, I think that's crazy.
I say this with all the sincerity in the world. You guys are help me almost every day in terms of promoting my whatever I am, and I'm a mess, I admit. So I just want to thank you guys. It means a lot to me. I don't always get to tell you that, but it means a lot to me. I appreciate you.
Gotcha.
And you can rip on me from now until cows fly because you're just promoting my
idiocy. Man, that guy's a hunk.
And part of being a radio host sometimes is being an idiot.
That's certainly one avenue.
Yeah. You know,
not all have to travel upon
No.
What second-year quarterback do you think will make the biggest jump?
Drake May.
Really? Why?
Because Jaden Daniels already made a meteoric jump. I don't know if he can make another huge jump.
I think he'll just be better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he'll be better in a lot of different ways. But I don't know if it'll be as big of a climb as Drake May. Did I say it? Yeah, Drake May, right?
Yeah.
Did I say
his
name right?
What are you confused about?
I'm trying to remember his name up in New England.
His name Drake May.
No, it's his.
I'm a sausage guy.
Yes.
Matt Gay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But anyway, yes, I know. But Drake May will be, I think, because he showed signs of promise last year, but he's got the largest. Now, he's got that crazy person, Stephon Diggs. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want any part of that. But hopefully Mike Vrabel will be able to get him off the cruise ship, get him away from the pink cocaine, and get him to catch some balls. What the hell is his name?
What about Caleb?
I can't think of his name. I was thinking about going there. I don't love Caleb's style. Honestly, I think he'll definitely be better with Boy Wonder Ben, but I saw a lot of recklessness in his game coming out of USC. I kept trying to talk about that. Nobody cared.
Can we talk about naked men with barrels around
them? I wonder how much he's going to be able to harness that with a better offensive line. I'm just saying. Nobody cares about what I think.
What about Knicks?
I mean, you guys are the only guys that care about what I think.
We're also trying to get you on a bus to Winnipeg.
I know. No, or it's Edmonton.
Sorry.
No, you said Florida during the break.
So
can we go to Florida?
Would you take a bus to Florida?
If CK and Drab would allow me to do the radio show from down in FLA, absolutely. As long as it's a luxury bus line or not a school bus.
It's Greyhound, dog.
Do you have a Comrex?
Yeah.
Just go do it.
But I gotta ask permission, baby.
No, you don't. Ask for forgiveness,
dog.
No,
don't ask for permission.
I'm not certain people.
Asking for permission is the wrong thing. They talk you out of it.
You don't think there's probably an Odyssey station in Florida.
I might be going to Madrid, by the way, and Barcelona.
Oh,
I might be joining you guys.
Who's paying for that? That ain't cheap.
Hold on. You can't be bringing that big suitcase into the little confined place.
Yo, how late will Rooster be to the Madrid press box?
No. Police Cooply on you.
Saturday night.
And Prospero on you.
Me? Felici Dot.
And the boys here. We are going hard.
On you.
We are going hard, baby.
All on you. You footing the bill. Good.
Of all the things we could do in Madrid, Saturday night with the Rooster, would you go to a bullfight?
I gotta go. I love you guys, but I gotta go.
Would you go to a bullfight?
No. I am not getting speared by a bull, man.
I can't run.
Oh, a bull fight. I thought you meant like Pamplona and running with the bulls.
That's in July.
Nah,
okay.
I ain't doing that.
I might go to a bullfight as long as none of them could get to me. Because I can't run anymore.
What was your favorite position?
Pitcher.
That's Chris Russell. His show starts at 2:00. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program.
You've stripped my manhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.